For Connecticut Public Radio, I'm John Henry Smith. There was some kind of traffic jam at Rentschler Field in East Hartford this morning, and it had nothing to do with football. The organization Food Share held the first of a week-long daily drive-through food bank. The event saw Governor Lamont and Lieutenant Governor Bicewicz passing out food, among others. It's going on from 8 to 12:30 in the afternoon every day until Friday. Here to talk more about it is Foodshare CEO Jason Jakubowski. Jason, I saw a picture of the long line this morning. Were you surprised by that line, and did you have enough food for everybody?
Well, I'll answer the second question first. Yes, we definitely had enough food for everybody. We had 35,000 pounds on site. We probably ended up distributing about 25,000, which is good. We've got a little head start for tomorrow.
You had some left over. Wow.
Yeah. Well, we figured that. I mean, we had enough food there. We thought for 2 days. We actually did distribute more than what we thought of. We thought we were going to. Today we thought we were going to do 20,000 pounds a day, and looks like we're going to be doing about 25,000. But in terms of the lines, no, I can't say that they surprised me. We had to move this to a new venue because we had outgrown the Hartford Regional Market, where we've been doing this for the last 2 weeks, and so we knew that we needed a larger parking lot. And working with the state and the governor's office, we were able to get Rentschler Field, which is probably the largest parking lot in central Connecticut. So the number of cars didn't surprise me because we've seen that the need is great these last couple weeks.
Could you tell who was in those cars? Were they the same people that you normally see at your food banks, or were they different?
We'd say about 75% of the people that have been coming to these drive-through mobiles are people that are new to food insecurity, people who don't typically go to our walk-up mobiles, people who don't typically go to one of our local pantries, people who just up until a few weeks ago, 3-4 weeks ago, were gainfully employed, had one, maybe two jobs. Now, all of a sudden, through no fault of their own, they found themselves in need and trying to figure out, are they going to pay for their rent? Are they going to pay their electric bills? Or are they going to pay for food? And when people don't have the funds to pay for food, they tend to go hungry unless, you know, an organization like ours is there to be able to provide them with some food. So these are people that have been – the people we've seen today, I believe, were very affected by – specifically by the COVID crisis.
You know, as popular as the event was, is there any chance it could go on beyond this week? Right now, you're just set for the week over at Rentschler Field.
Yeah, absolutely. We would like to. We would like to continue it beyond this week. We plan to continue it beyond this week. We do take things week by week, though. So we'll probably have a definitive answer by Wednesday or Thursday whether we'll be able to do this for another week. It'll be completely dependent upon how much food product we're able to obtain, how many volunteers we are able to get signed up, and obviously if we can continue to use the site.
Well, speaking of which, if someone wants to volunteer, how can they do that?
They can go to, if you want to make a donation or if you want to volunteer, you can go to foodshare.org. It's a pretty self-explanatory site. We have an exact number of volunteers for each shift. Obviously, we're practicing social distancing out at all of these different sites, so we have to limit the number of volunteers we have, although the Rentschler Field site is rather large, so we are able to accommodate 12 volunteers for every shift over there. But if you go to foodshare.org, you could sign up to volunteer.
Some cars are showing up with more people in that car than others. Are you giving the same bag of food to each car? What's in that bag?
The food that we've been distributing, and every car gets the same amount. It's the only way that we're able to make sure that everybody gets enough. Today, for example, the governor was handing out onions. The lieutenant governor was handing out five pound bags of potatoes. We were handing out heads of cabbage, bags of apples, granola donated from bakery on Main, yogurt donated by Stony Brook, and then bread donated by Pepperidge Farms.
I mean, I understand that you guys have spent as much money in the last month as you all spent in the entire year of 2019. How confident are you that you're going to have the money to keep on doing this for the rest of the year?
It is definitely a very costly endeavor. Food banks are not in the business of purchasing food, and that's exactly what we've had to do these last couple of weeks. But I'm confident we'll be able to continue doing it because the community here in Central Connecticut is so generous. people are really stepping up, and that's the only way that we've been able to do what we're doing. It's with the support of, you know, places like 4CT and the DeLeo Foundation and all of our many, many donors here.
FoodShare CEO Jason Jakubowski, thank you so much for the time, and thanks for feeding our neighbors.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.